South Sudanese Simon Lodai Salvatore says he supports the government's decision to postpone elections, arguing that preparation for a free and fair elections process needs time.
So I'm really pleased that they've extended the election for another 2 years, maybe up to 2026. And that is very good because the government now should take the 2 years as a chance to be able to settle themselves, as a chance to be able to prepare to hold this election.
Emmanuel John Gore, another South Sudanese living in Nairobi, says the government appears to focus on staying in power rather than serving its citizens.
When I heard in the beginning about the extension of the election period again for 2 years, it was astonishing, to hear that they have another extended it for another time. It is something that is properly not decent for the leaders who are to rule people in accordance to the will of the citizens. Can you put it in this simple term, playing mind games on the people.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says last year about 95,000 South Sudanese refugees resided in Nairobi and other urban areas, with close to 8,000 to 10,000 refugees finding a home in Nakuru, Kenya. Matthew Poth, another South Sudanese living in Kenya, says the government's move undermines democracy.
It shouldn't be that the government has to extend this election again to another level. It should be done because we have to choose to elect the leader, and also for the current situation of South Sudan, it really need the Bureau of Citizens, not the Bureau of Government. Because the government now is working at its level, but it's not the level of citizens, because it's working at its own interest, and this shouldn't be. And for us as citizens, we have right that the government should listen to us. If this government should continue like this, then we have right also to claim. We have right to write and to react and to claim that the government is not right.
Many South Sudanese say they feel abandoned by their leaders, who they say are doing little to address the dire needs of their populations and to restore stability across the country. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Nairobi, Kenya.